The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. We have a live show for you today. Oops, let me see. Made a mistake. Hold on one second. Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. We have a live show for you today. It is a Monday, October the 3rd. 2016, and we have a live show for you today, and we're going to jump right in it. But before we do that, let's talk really quickly about supporting Black Talk Radio Network. You can go to blacktalkradionetwork.com/digitalblackmedia or the crowdfunding campaign that's right there, and you can see the crowdfunding campaign and make your donations. You can see the options and everything that's there. So please, everyone, let's support Black Talk Radio Network and keep this network going. As well as also, you can be a part of BTR program. That's Black Talk Radio Community, BTR Community. It's a social media outlet that is strictly and was made for you and with you in mind, so that your overall identity will not be compromised or sold to the highest bidder, nor will you have any adverse effects for you expressing your opinion. And you can find that also on Black Talk Radio Network's website. In the right hand column, you'll see a B for BTR Community. BTR Community is a social media outlet, and the fee for BTR Community is $24 a year, and it's about $1 a week. So everyone, please support BTR, be a part of it. I no longer post in FedBook because of very good reasons. Don't need that overall for the things that are going on in the world. But I do post in BTR. And it's something that I think we all should be supporting. It's only, you know, it's very cheap, $24 a year. And that way the network can continue to grow, continue to do things that it needs to do. Also, if you would like to transfer some of your cash into real money, you could do that with us through Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint.com. And at Prosperity Mint, you can look and see, go there and check out some of the things that we have in inventory. And if you would like to acquire those, just make sure that you text me 951-790-8330 so that I can go over some things with you to make sure that you're getting exactly what you need. And believe me, it is in your best benefit. So that is where you can do that. Okay, so let's get into today's show. Have a very, very important show for you today. And let me just set everything up. Had a couple of issues. And we'll get right into it, okay? All right, great. So I'm going to jump in. What's in the news? Some of the things that I posted, it'll probably be up just a little bit later. So let me pull some of this down. There's some of the articles I posted. The rest of them will be up a little bit later that I posted inside of BTR Community. So let's go into some of the articles. Posted this yesterday and over the weekend. Deutsche Bank executives among 13 charged in Paschi's probe, and that's out of Italy. Basically, what Deutsche Bank was doing was the exact same thing that Wells Fargo was doing here, because all of this is a part of the overall corruption and fraudulent activities of the bankers that's starting to come out, and this is the purge, ladies. You know, my commentary was this: the purge continues as it makes its way towards the intended target of the everyday people. The people will be sentenced for the crimes of others. Make sure you're not captured. This is going to continue to happen and is going to continue to unfold. On Friday, Deutsche Bank did a very smart thing in saving itself for the week, over the weekend, over Friday, so that its overall stock would not have gone down even further. At 3 o'clock in the morning on Friday, Central Standard Time, I had checked, and Deutsche Bank's overall stock was down to, I believe, $9.30. And it was continued to go down. It went up. And then just before the markets in America opened, they did a smart thing. They had someone send out a ghost tweet saying that they were in negotiation with the United States to reduce their overall DOJ penalty. And what happened was the DOJ had, because of mortgage-backed securities, MBSs, which you should be well aware of, because you are, most everyone here is going, it has already been affected. Even if you don't own a home, have already been affected by the mortgage-backed securities. MBSs are part of the quantitative easing. So what the U.S. Justice Department did was they slapped Deutsche Bank with a $14 billion fine, and that was sending people at Deutsche Bank, they were trying to withdraw their investments, their mutual funds, and everything else. So it was causing a run on the investment bank. So Deutsche Bank, the largest lender in Germany, was collapsing. And so what they did was very smart. What they did was they sent out a tweet that they were in negotiations to settle that with the U.S., which was not true, and it saved off just a little longer for them to reposition themselves. And so that's what happened there. Huge, huge story. We'll cover some of that a little bit later. So that was one of the articles we posted over the weekend. Next, posted, I got to pull up because it's not there. And okay, so some of the other articles that were posted today. Another one came from Bloomberg. Let me see, where did this one come from? This one. One second, everyone, kind of, because it wasn't there. Okay, here we go. Next article.
Dave, I have a question before you go to the next article.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
The Deutsche Bank situation. Now, aren't those bankers facing criminal prosecution, unlike U.S. bankers, for the crimes they've done, including Wells Fargo?
Yes, some of them are. Some have already have. And the overall, what's happening is that one of the things with Deutsche Bank is that they said that they would turn state's evidence against, well, they would cooperate with the overall regulators and the prosecutors for everyone that was involved in the silver and gold manipulation and the other fraudulent activities. So, yes, they are actually starting to prosecute some of those people there. And the overall, that is causing problems for the bank itself to survive. So that is happening there in Germany. But there's a whole lot to this story. It's a it's a very fluent one, and things are changing and happening all the time with this thing in Deutsche Bank, which is huge. But yes, they are actually prosecuted. They prosecuted some in Europe. Iceland actually prosecuted, and I think Germany will prosecute some of the banking fraud. But the thing about Deutsche Bank is that it's been known for its fraud, so some of it will be some of them will be shielded from it. But yes, it's much different than here in the States. Huge difference from here in the States.
The reason I asked is me and a family member was talking about Deutsche Bank and Wells Fargo, because they used to be with Wells Fargo, and I talked them into dropping that account, and now they're with a credit union. And I told them, because Wells Fargo uses prison slave labor, and they invest in private prisons. But we were having a conversation, and I was like, well, I think they may be prosecuting those bankers over there in Europe. But I was like, if you look here, the difference here in the United States, why do these things keep happening? Well, if I was a banker and I did some illegal activities to profit from, and then all I had to do was pay a fine that's not even going to total how much I stole or the
that's
ill-gotten
exactly
gains, and it's just going to be a small fraction of what I stole, and so I pay the fine and I don't admit to any wrongdoing, and I'm not criminally prosecuted. So why would you think these people would ever stop?
There's no
deterrent.
Exactly. Right, Scotty, because it's just the price of doing business under that, because that's exactly what happens. They just get slapped with a small fine that doesn't even equal the theft that was taken on, and no one is held accountable. And this is why there was a push through bankruptcy and through the new laws that came out in 2011 and 2010 saying that, corporations were persons, because if you have a corporation as a person, you can't send a corporation to jail. You can only fine that corporation. So that makes them immune from prosecution here individually in the States. It was a scam all the way around, just the way that you just explained it. And that's why they did it. And this is why personship also is extended to corporations. And how they tried to hide it is they said that corporations should have a right as a person that is voting to actually donate to candidates that are running for office that actually meet and serve some of their interests. It was all a fraudulent scam, because as you just said, there is no real prosecution or there is no real penalty for engaging in ubiquitous fraud, so they're going to continue to do it and not stop, because there is no one that's being held accountable. So what if they fine you $1 million and you made $55 million? It's the price of doing business, and that's exactly what's happening and how that is adjudicated here in the States. And this is one of the reasons why they got rid of the Glass-Steagall and went to the Dodd-Franks and everything else. It was all a scam all the way around. And that's exactly the way you had laid it out, Scotty. That's exactly what it is. We lost Scotty. But yeah, next article.
I'm still here. Thank you for bringing clarification.
Yeah, I thank you, because that's exactly what happened and what's going to continue to happen here in the States. So next article, let me pull this one up, because I'm going to have to go this. Here we go. Next article, Deutsche Bank near collapse. And this came from the Daily Reckoning. This was huge. Let me tell you what happened over the weekend. Over the weekend, all Deutsche Bank customers were actually locked out of their accounts from ATMs, and they weren't able to withdraw any cash. So this article, and there was an article, and this article actually came from, there was one in Reuters that actually says, Deutsche Bank race against time to react to U.S. settlement. And in that article, and we posted inside of BTR. In that Reuters article, they said that also to compound the problems that Deutsche Bank was having, they had a minor glitch within their IT department. They didn't have no darn minor glitch. They were trying to stop the outflow of cash. And then there is actually a German, news article that says just that. You would have to right click it to get it to translate to English. And it's telling people, and people from Germany are saying that Deutsche Bank closed all of their ATM accounts and they weren't able to get cash. And he said it was a glitch. Why is this so important, ladies and gentlemen? That's the exact same thing that's going to happen here. The exact same thing that is going to happen here. And this is unfolding. Deutsche Bank is the largest lender in Germany. And that lending section is going down. And it's unretrievable. Some of the Deutsche Bank officials are coming to the IMF meeting that is going on here in the U.S. And I don't think that the U.S. is going to give them much slack, but not only that, Italy is now suing them, and also is another country, I can't remember who it is, that is also starting to sue Deutsche Bank as well. This is the purge, ladies and gentlemen, that is going to start to sweep and is going to move into the banking and the political sector as it leads to the overall plausible deniability for physical military conflict and war. So check out that article. Next article. This one came from New York Times. No, this one actually came from Russia Insider. It said, this is no drill. New York Times editorial board lays out ground for war with Russia. And that article is really good one. Then I also put in the New York Times one that they were referencing to. Straight and to the point, ladies and gentlemen, the U.S. is actively targeting and trying to induce and incite a war with Russia, and they're going to get exactly just that. And you'll see what I mean by that a little bit later on. Next article. Oh, and I also put in from the New York Times, the Vladimir Putin outlaw state is the article that the New York Times was running, and they ran it last week. And then what they're doing is they're saber rattling to get the United States into war, as John McCain and Lindsey Graham, all of them, they're on the Senate Arms Committee, and the Secretary of Defense and General Dunsford two Fridays ago, said that they wanted to have a no-fly zone, and that no-fly zone in Syria would mean that they are at war with Syria and Russia, and they're moving towards that. Next article came from who is this? Oh, next article came from Axios Post. The internet was just taken over because the U.S. is no longer controlling the internet any longer as of October 1st. You can check out that article, came from Active Post. Now, here is a very important, I posted four articles, 1, 2, 3, 4, inside of BTR community, and they're all Russian. And we're going to come back to these articles a little bit later. Russia is now starting tomorrow, October the 4th until October the 7th, Russia is having a drill, and they're moving in the mobilization of this drill. Listen to how many it's encompassing. Russia is having a drill and putting people in bunkers, and it's 40 million people that they are putting in bunkers from a four-day training exercise. Why do you think that is happening? And then this is going to be the feature of what we're going to be talking about today. Then we're going to talk about how to prepare. Ladies and gentlemen, the world is preparing their citizens for war. Same thing in Germany. Germany is telling their citizens to prepare and to have preparations for what's coming. And they've expanded that over this weekend. Germany, from the BCC, told their citizens to stockpile food and water for civil defense. This is from the BCC. Things are really moving in a very adverse, aggressive manner. So we're going to take out, there's four Russian articles that I posted there. One is from Russia Today in Russia that has it. And only thing that you would need to do is right-click that in the BTR community once it's back up, and you'll be able to translate it to English, and you can see it for yourself. But we're going to definitely pick up and take a look at that. So that is one of the things that we're going to definitely take a look at today. Next article comes from RT Today, Russia Today. German politicians accuses the U.S. of waging economic war against Deutsche Bank. German politicians are saying that the U.S. is engaging in economic war against Deutsche Bank. Why is this so significant? Because it is true. And then this is why you're starting to see not only Deutsche Bank, you're going to see the different banks in Italy and Spain follow, and as well as banks here. It's no coincidence that Wells Fargo is in the news for what it has been doing now. It is all synchronized for what's happening. And I would just say to you, ladies and gentlemen, last weekend, well, I'm going to carry that in today's regular show. Huge, huge story you need to know. So Germany is now saying that the United States is deliberately attacking Deutsche Bank to actually cause it to implode. It was going to implode anyhow, but now it's speeding up. So this is going to have ramifications, because now through cyber wars, the U.S. banks and infrastructure economically will as well be attacked. Next article, critical goes along with the article of the Russian training and the German training that we'll talk about. Huge article posted. Let me pull this up directly because we have, okay, there we go. This our next article comes from Reuters. Putin orders the plutonium cleanup program with the United States to be suspended. Basically this way, this, ladies and gentlemen, well, here's the subtitle from Reuters. Moscow, Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a decree on Monday to suspend an agreement with the United States on disposal of weapon-grade plutonium as a further sign of worsening ties between the former Cold War foes. There is no longer Cold War, ladies and gentlemen, and this war is already hot because Russia has already killed a bunch of U.S. Special Forces officers that were plotting attacks against the Syrian army and possibly against the Russian army with a caliber missiles and blew them up. Next day, John Kerry went before the UN and said they wanted a no-fly zone, and it continued to escalate since then until today's events. Today, Vladimir Putin basically put all the plutonium back that Russia has to be moved back into to arms refinement for it to be replaced inside of weapons. They are taking their weapons grade plutonium and transferring them from disposal to weapons to actually put them inside of, infuse them back into the weapons to be used for the war, World War III, that's already started, has just not been admitted, that's going to transfer into global nuclear war one. This is much different than the Cuban Missile Crisis of the 60s. This is far beyond that. Why? Because the shooting between the countries have already started, and the asymmetrical war is beyond compare now. So it has already started. It started in Pakistan as we speak. Posted it this weekend. Pakistan has now moved many of their, they got a bunch of planes, some of that they've ordered a bunch of nuclear capable French fighter planes, the Rafale, they ordered them, and they're going to be moving them to the Chinese border and to Pakistan's border, because the destabilization of the global war is here and it is building fast. You need to know. So that's the next article. Next article comes from TASS. This is the Russian news agency. Huge story. Contact between Russia and the U.S. military on Syria suspended. Diplomatic. Contact between Russia and the U.S. military on Syria has been suspended of the present day. Russian the Deputy Foreign Minister, General Glennadina Glasgow, said Monday. At the same time, noted that Russia was trying to agree with the U.S. on a resumption of a truce, but it has failed. And that my commentary is this. This means the United States and Russia will be dealing with each other from military options until war is declared. This hasn't happened ever before. The U.S. and Russia have never severed any diplomatic relations. Once you sever diplomatic relations, ladies and gentlemen, the only thing that you have is military options. So this comes from Russia's largest news agency, which is not being reported in mainstream media here because they don't want to prepare you. But I tell you, they gave you a clue. Well, I'll talk to you about that in today's show. So next article. This comes straight from the State Department. This is how the State Department is writing what just happened. Suspension of participation in bilateral channels with Russia established to sustain the cessation of hostilities in Syria. The United, and this came from spokesperson John Kirby from the State Department press release. The United States is suspending its participation in bilateral channels with Russia that were established to sustain the cessation of hostilities. This is not a decision that was taken lightly. The United States spares no effort in negotiating and attempting to implement an arrangement with Russia aimed at reducing violence, providing a unhindered humanitarian access, and degrading terrorist organizations operating in Syria, including Daesh and Al-Qaeda in Syria. Ladies and gentlemen, getting ready to go to a commercial break. The U.S. has just suspended diplomatic relations with Russia on Syria. They are no longer diplomatically talking. This means war, folks. It is no other way around it. And we're going to talk about that and talk about some of the events that have happened last week where the State Department had alluded to Russian soldiers will be going home in body bags. And not only that, they're probably going to see more terrorist acts in their country, the ones that the U.S. is sponsoring. And you think Russia is going to allow that to happen? You must be smoking something that is totally, totally making you insane. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We got a caller in queue. I will go to the caller as soon as we come back. Very, very important show. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32#, and then hit *61. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
The Black Talk Media Project funds the use of new media technology in efforts to restore independent Black voices to the myriad of issues affecting Afro-descendant people all over the planet. If media can control the minds of the masses, as Malcolm X once said, then you must ask yourself, who is in control of the media targeting the masses of Black people today? help bring back independence, self-determination, and respect for Black culture in the production of global media by joining the effort to crowdfund new Black media for the new millennium. Visit blacktalkmediaproject.org for more information on how you can invest in public Black radio for the masses.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on today's conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. And I just want to say, I just want to welcome everyone on the new YouTube channel that BTR has established. Welcome to Tando Radio Show and all of the programs that are going to be brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Huge milestone for BTR, looking forward to giving you some of the same thing that we've been carrying since BTR, Black Radio Network, has been in existence, and since it has expanded with the different programs, looking forward to having the YouTube option and to actually engaging with some of you that are actually YouTubers. I call YouTube the University of YouTube. So welcome to all of you that are now following us on YouTube. Looking forward to having that relationship with you all. Just before we start today's show, there was one other article on what's in the news. And we're going to go to the last actual article from What's in the News, comes from the Washington Free Beacon. And this has everything to do with the overall, last week, the override of the veto from the ability to sue Saudi Arabia for their participation in 9/11. Let me tell you what was really happening, ladies and gentlemen. You are actively seeing where your overall government is trying to get itself into a war. Why? Because it needs a war, because it is broke. And they are putting in all of the avenues and the methods to get to the objective of a war that the U.S. will be in. And it is working, and it will work. It is no turning it around, in my opinion. It can only delay it a little longer, but I don't think that the delay is going to be much, much longer at all, because they are actively targeting and destabilizing the planet, because it is a scorched earth policy that the U.S. is engaging in. Because when the bully can no longer pay, the only thing that the bully can do is to cause a fight. And in this one, it's a fight that they can't win. So the article from the Washington Free Beacon was Iraq threatens to sue the U.S. for war crimes and its involvement of the invasion into Iraq. And this is going to be a part of, and this is also going to expose the U.S. The lawsuits is also going to expose the U.S. because Saudi Arabia is going to roll over and actually say who was really involved. And this is going, in my opinion, adversely affect Israel and the United States. Why? Because they want it, because it gives them plausible deniability for a war. I was saying from our very first show, you're going to see a move to purge the United States. The world is going to purge the United States and try to remove them, because the states is going to present themselves in a way in which it is has to do that in trying to regain leverage, which is being lost geopolitically, economically, socially, culturally, and more importantly, its colonization of the world is no longer working, because other countries now can defend themselves, because the U.S. no longer has the reserve currency of the world as of September the 30th. On Friday, September the 30th, was the last day that China was no longer, when China was not a part of the SDR system, which changed. And this is going to be the trickle and the slow drip kill of the U.S. dollar. It is here. It is no longer, and this is going to have very, very meaningful ramifications for you and your family. This is why it's time for you to prepare and seriously prepare. The SDR system has changed, and it is now October the 3rd. All banks throughout the world have to be, were told 1 year ago that they needed to be ready for the SDR to be used, the SDR system to change and to include Chinese, the renminbi, as a part of their overall holdings for their purchases, their bond purchases, for the trades of their goods and everything else. This means that the U.S. is starting to lose its economic standing. And because of that, the U.S. was trying to stop it. It couldn't stop it. So now they're ready to push buttons and to engage in a fight militarily to try to get back control that's been lost. It's not going to happen. This is why. You know, many, many things, and we're going to cover that in today's show. All right, so that's what's in the news, and we're going to get started with our show, but we have a caller in queue. I want to go to this caller. Then we're going to jump into the major news of the day. Then we're going to, in the last hour, we're going to talk about some of the things that I think that you should be doing. Okay, the caller dropped out. Caller 719, give us a call back. Was just about to go to you. Sorry it took so long, but that's, you know, we have to prep the show. So the caller with the 719 area code, give us a call back, and I will go straight to you. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, huge, huge story. The caller is back. Let's go to this caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, good day, Scotty. Good day, Dave.
What's going on? Who's this?
This is Ramon calling from the 719.
Hey, what's up, brother? How you feeling?
Hey, I'm good, Dave. You dropping some real ones, man. I actually went online yesterday. I said I don't watch football anyway or any sports. I said I wasn't going to spend my time in front of the TV. I was going to read some articles. And to actually add to your thing, or actually add to that article about the Deutsche Bank, I also read in there that they the investors quietly are pulling out, although they're not allowing the client, you know, regular clients like ourselves to pull their money out. They're allowing investors to pull out at the same, while they're not allowing their regular clientele base. And two, Dave, I asked you a question.
Wait, one sec. Hold that. Because I want to say something about what you said, and it's so important. Will you be able to hold that and go back to the other point that you made?
Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, listen, with this brother, what Ramon just said is so true. What is happening, one of the reasons why that tweet came out on Friday that there was an unnamed anonymous source within the Deutsche Bank said that there was an agreement and a settlement that's being worked out for only $5.4 billion penalty. Who do you think made that anonymous tweet that wasn't true? It was a smart move. It was an investor that wanted to be able to have the ability to pull out their funds from Deutsche Bank, and it was a tactic to get the stock to go back up so that they could sell. And I'm glad you made that point, brother, because that's exactly what happened, and this is critical. Because Deutsche Bank is gone. Once Deutsche Bank goes, all of the banks in Europe are going to follow. And then after Europe folds, the U.S., in my opinion, will fall within weeks or no more than a month after that. So Europe will be able to prepare for this economic banking collapse of the common person ability to actually maintain their standard of living. Because they're not going to collapse the economy. They're going to collapse the common person's economy. And I'm glad you made that point, brother, because that's exactly what it was. It was a pump-and-dump scheme. Push the stock up so that they could dump their overall holdings. So I'm glad you made that point. Go ahead, Ramon.
Hey, oh, thanks, Dave. And also to add to that, I was trying to find articles because I wanted to send it to you so you could see it yourself. It sounds like what you just said about an anonymous Twitter or a tweet going out lines up with what was made. Can you hear me, Dave?
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'm sorry. It sounds like it was a statement made in there that almost said basically that the chairman or the president at that time, or currently at the, you know, for the Deutsche Bank, try to come out and, you know, quell people's fears and suspicions and stuff. So he basically put a statement out there that says, they know what to do to keep us from collapsing, and if we collapse, we, you know, we already have a plan in place. So it's not, but it was very loosely said, like what you, yeah, you just put your comments there, and I felt like they left something out of there. So what is it? And you just tied it together. My other question was for the day, or my question for the day was, I don't know if you ever spoke on it, but tell me, what do you think about this cryptocurrency?
Yeah, I'm glad that you brought that up, because I saw, because you posted something inside of BTR, right? And I saw it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and I'm glad you did. Listen, cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, Litecoin, and all those other things is a banker's wet dream, because they have even more control than they do of cash. Because what can happen with a cryptocurrency is it's subject to hacking. And what are you seeing everywhere? Hacking glitches. As you go into move into a war, there's cyber attacks. And then the big thing with hackers, I was doing a show with my man Lance Skurve, and one guy called in that was talking about Bitcoin. And I will say to our listeners and you, you only use Bitcoin very sparingly, because Bitcoin is nothing new. It's been around since the 1700s. And what happened is that they came up with this elaborate story that you could have some form of protection from the banking or the economic collapse by having cryptocurrency. Oh, really? How in the world can you have any protection from a cryptocurrency when a hackers can easily get into that, put a virus in, and steal it? And lo and behold, one of China's largest Bitcoin firm was hacked. They took out, I think, 6 million Bitcoins, but what did the company actually do? They stopped everybody's account where nobody could get out. They're setting in place. And I'm going to tell you who benefits from this. The bankers do. Because if you have digital currency, it's easier to steal from you than it is from your overall bank account. I mean, it's just as easy to steal from there. But your bank account, there's the physical bank, there's the ATMs and everything else. But see, the thing with the cryptocurrency is that they can steal it from you immediately. And then guess what? What would you do if you go to your crypto account and it says that the server is down? What legal recourse will you have? None at all. So should you use cryptocurrency? That's up to you. But I would never use more in cryptocurrency than I'm willing for the bankers to steal, because they're the ones that created it. They gave you this story that some man, a guy in Japan, actually came up with this whole Bitcoin thing. That was a lie. They hit Mt. Gox, and that was one of the first Bitcoin clearing houses. They hit Mt. Gox, killed not the CEO, I think she was the CFO, killed her, and the U.S. government, and went in and stole a bunch of people's Bitcoin. If you don't hold it, then you don't control it, and you don't own it. That is where we should be moving. You should be moving into things that actually protects you. Cash protects you more than Bitcoins, because if the lights go out, if they turn the lights out and hit you with a virus, your cryptocurrency means nothing. It means nothing. It is really a form of the cashless society that they want to have. But see, the key is they always try to trick you into these things. So be careful of Bitcoin, anyone. Great point, brother. Did we lose the caller? Caller, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here, Dave. I was just listening to you. I just wanted to hear what you had to say about it. Hey, man, you, Scotty, and the other guys, and Tanya Free, y'all doing an excellent job, brother. I will be on board, but y'all are doing an excellent damn job, and I just needed to say that, and I'm done.
Thank you, brother, for calling and giving your point. And you too are, because you are preparing for what's happening and what's coming along. And this is what we need. I'm going to tell you, our biggest threat is not the events that are going to happen are going to have a level of threat. They're going to present obstacles and their adversities. But I'm going to tell you what our biggest threat is. Our biggest threat is going to be the people that are unaware, don't know, and don't care until it's too late. And those people are going to respond to everything, not from a position of collective prudence or being willing to work things out because they know what's going on. They're going to respond to the situations because of fear, because they're not ready. Most people will turn their head and put their head in the sand because they're afraid of something. There isn't anything that you ever need to fear, but there are things that you should position yourself and prepare yourself for. Never scared, always prepared is what we say. So great call, brother. Call back anytime. We'd love to hear from you because you always make some really great points. I see you on BTR and looking forward to developing the relationship. Now, one thing about Deutsche Bank, Angela Merkel, who I actually, you know, one thing about Angela Merkel, if you really look at her, she sure do look like Hitler's daughter. But I'm not going to go there. It's the truth, though. But Angela Merkel has said this, that they are not going to bail out Deutsche Bank. So what's going to happen? There's going to be bail-ins. And Deutsche Bank is too large. Deutsche Bank's derivatives will implode the global economy by itself. These are the things why you need to be prepared and actually position yourself and your family for this, because it is here, folks. There's no denying it, and they are telling you it. The key is, are you appropriately responding to it? So one of the things I want to do, a great call, great call. One of the things I want to do is I want to bring you up to speed on some things that you should know. Today it came out, and I actually posted it inside of BTR. I don't think you could see it right now, but you'll be able to see them later on. If you were in BTR earlier today, you saw them. Major event. And I ask, is Russia preparing for a preemptive nuclear strike? Or are they, because remember, these countries have intelligence. Or do they know that a nuclear strike is coming towards them? And I'm going to tell you something. The U.S. is telling you very subtly, but Russia is making bold statements to their citizens. Germany and all of Europe is. Everyone in Europe knows the conditions. People here in the United States are the only ones that's been inebriated in football, empire, Pokemon, so on and so on, and they don't have a clue. And the new phones, is my Galaxy 7 too hot? Is about to blow up? Is this or that my new iPhone? Is that catching fire now? Oh my God, Kim Kardashian got robbed. Let me tell you, folks, that stuff is going to really, really cause you to put your family to be in a position of disadvantage. Get away from our mainstream media. Get into what's going on in the world, because your overall life and the prosperity and the legacy that you are going to be leaving or going to be led into is being threatened. And the only thing that can stop this now is that our resolve and our commitment into not allowing these governments to move the citizens into a war, because governments don't go to fight. They don't fight each other. Every war, 100% of the casualties are the innocent people or the citizens, so-called, of these countries. But they don't dissolve. They don't go away. But we do. So, it's an article that came out. Well, there's a couple of them out of Russia. I'm going to basically put it, and then I'm going to pull one up, and we'll read it for itself. Russia is putting 40 million citizens into shelters from October the 4th until October the 7th as a military exercise. Now, it could go either a couple of ways. That could be because they're going to have a preemptive strike. Or they know the U.S. is going to strike. Probably the first one where they may have a preemptive strike. Or they're preparing their citizens on how to get into the bunkers and to prepare for that, to train them and prepare them for when it's time to do that. Now, I want to say, there's more than 40 million citizens in Russia, but only 40 million are going in. What is that telling you? That is probably some of the elite or the associates of the elite that's happening there. Oh, believe me, we read here on Tando Radio Show how overall bunkers are being built throughout Hollywood because those individuals know what's really going on. The same people that you go to for entertainment understand what's going on, and they're having their whispered conversations where poor people yell, rich people whisper, and they've been whispering what's been going on in the world, and they're preparing. 40 million citizens are in a training exercise, and you think that this is just you move 40 million people logistically because it's not real? No way in the world, ladies and gentlemen. That's impossible. It is real. Not only is it real, last week it was the first emergency alert system of its kind here in the United States. It was national. I have it posted on a YouTube video so that you can hear it. It was at 2:20 Eastern Standard Time. I believe it was on Wednesday. And it was the first of its kind. That is the only forewarning that the U.S. is going to give you. Oh, Department of Homeland Security have had signs all over the country and told you to prepare. They didn't tell you what for. But you can't say that they didn't tell you. You was too busy doing this and too busy doing that. And you didn't know? So sorry. You still have conditions to deal with. So now, 40 million people, and I would say, there's far more people in Russia than there is 40 million. This is a strategical plan for the few people that they want to survive what's going to happen soon, or to be in a position where they're not going to be a subject to the harm and the adversity that the everyday person is going to be subject to. 5,000 shelters with 40 million people. This is no doomsday preppers stuff. This is actually continuity of government that's happening, ladies and gentlemen. I know when I was in the military, I was a part of that. I know what this means, where you sever ties diplomatically. That means that the only options that you have in Syria are military ones. So, there's an article. We need to read it, and then we need to talk about it. Let me make sure that no one is trying to call in. If you would like to call in, give your comment, you can do that. 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032. Let me give you a couple scenarios here.
Hey, Dave, before you do that.
Yes, go ahead, Scotty.
Let me just say, I think that the United States does not want there to be any peace in Syria, because at least since the Bush administration, when he named his axis of evil, meaning the countries that they wanted to overthrow, Syria was on that list. And they have been wanting to overthrow Syria for quite some time. So I would not put it past them to sabotage the peace process in Syria.
That's what they did. You're absolutely right. Scotty, tell everyone, because we talked briefly, tell everyone, because you were absolutely right when you said something that you thought that the U.S. would engage in, if you wanted to share that. And I know you do.
Yes.
Could you tell everyone what we talked about briefly? Because you're absolutely right. And let me show you all what Scotty is saying is absolutely true. Go ahead, Scotty.
Well, when I spoke to you earlier today before the program and we were discussing this briefly, I said what I expect the United States to do is to increase its funding and arming of those terrorists they call in the Free Syrian Army and acting like they're any different between al-Nusra and how do you say that?
Daesh.
Which is the name that some of the people have given to so-called ISIS. So again, like they were talking about, one of the things Russia said, or I don't know if it was Russia, but the United States was put to the test and said, well, you need to stop supporting these terrorists, and you talking about these are moderate Syrians or whatnot, but they're working right with the terrorists. So my thing was, how you gonna call yourself moderate while working with extremists? I mean, it just don't work that way. But going back to what I had told you earlier, I expect the United States to step up its funding and arming of these terrorist organizations they have used to destabilize several countries now.
Yeah. And Scotty is absolutely right. And let me give you all the validation and to substantiate and validate what Scotty just said. In Tando Radio Show on BTR on, I believe it was Friday, let me find it really quickly, I had posted a press conference that the State Department had, John Kirby had, and he said, can't find it right now. I'll find it out of the commercial break, and I'll just paraphrase it really quickly. He said out of his own mouth that Russian soldiers will go home in body bags. You don't say that to a country. Then he said that will also open Russia up to being attacked by terrorist organizations inside of Russia. Now, why is this so important? Get ready to go to a commercial break. Let me tell you why this is so important. That was coded message to Russia that this is what we're going to do to you if you do not abandon Assad. Why do they want Assad, them to be abandoned? Because that's the only way that the U.S. will be able to withstand the economic adversities that is going to have is if they put in a puppet government and then the natural gas pipelines that go through Syria that has to go into Europe will be controlled by the United States. This is what it's really all about. The control of resources. When you control oil and you control gas, you control nations. When you control resources, you control people. This is the real reason that is coming up. And we're getting ready to go to, let me find this.
Dave, I would just remind you that I think it was earlier this year, it might have been last year, that Saudi Arabia wanted their, I don't know if it was ambassador or one of the members of the so-called royal family, but they threatened Russia with terrorism.
They sure did. Oh, they did it a couple of times. They did it during the Olympics by way of the Chechens, and Putin went to Saudi Arabia and said, we'll nuke you. Saudi Arabia got quiet. Okay, I found the article. I'm going to see if I can, the YouTube video. I want you to hear this. I'm going to send it to Scotty, and I don't know if he could do it or not. If he could do it, he'll load it. If not,
just send it to me via email.
No. I don't have to do that. I can do it right from here because my audio is good, isn't it, Scotty?
No. You won't be able. It's best if I play it.
Okay.
So
I'll email it to you.
Okay. I'll look for it. And let's go ahead and go to break, and I'll look for that.
Okay, cool. All right, everyone, get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound. Then hit *61. I'll see you in queue and bring you up. Very, very important show. And we'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks. Shake it,
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave Arend, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Then hit star 61, I'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. So post it. I send the actual YouTube video to Scotty. It's real short, about 6 minutes, but while that's loading, what I want to do is I actually want to read to you the State Department's severing of ties, diplomatic ties with Russia, straight from www.state.gov. So it's the State Department's actual website. And this was for today. It says, press statement, John Kirby, Assistant Secretary and Department spokesman, Bureau of Public Affairs, Washington, D.C., October the 3rd, 2016. The United States is suspending its participation in bilateral channels with Russia that were established to sustain the cessation of hostilities. This is not a decision that was taken lightly. The United States spared no efforts in negotiating and attempting to implement and arrange with Russia aimed at reducing violence. This is such a lie. Providing unhindered of humanitarian access and downgrading terrorist organizations operating in Syria, including Daesh and Al-Qaeda in Syria. Unfortunately, Russia has failed to live up to its own commitments, including the obligations under the international humanitarian laws and the UNSCR 2255, and was also either unwilling or unable to ensure Syria regime's adherence to the agreement to which Moscow had agreed. And you're going to hear the contradictions once Scotty plays this, once he's able to upload it. Rather, Russia and Syria regimes have chosen to pursue a military course. They're saying that they chose the military course. But here it is. You have now tried to threaten a sovereign nation by saying that they should depose, that you want their government gone, and that you have been funding individuals to go in and overthrow it. You have yourself been the terrorist because you are calling for a violent removal, and you are actually assisting, and your troops are there. I don't see any Syrian troops here. I don't see any Syrian Air Force that is having any form of sortie campaigns in America. But you want people to believe that this crap? No. You lie as always. Every war that this country has been engaged in has been started by way of a false flag. The Gulf of Tonkin on the USS Liberty, and so on and so forth. I think Scotty has the actual
U.S.
YouTube
is threatening to end cooperation with Moscow on Syria unless, quote, Russian and Syrian attacks on Aleppo stop. The U.S. State Department also says it's looking at non-diplomatic options for responding to the situation in the war-torn country. On top of that, it warns that Russia will continue to see its troops return home in body bags.
Extremist groups will continue to exploit the vacuums that are there in Syria to expand their operations, which will include, no question, attacks against Russian interests, perhaps even Russian cities. Russia will continue to send troops home in body bags. Here at the State Department, the Secretary is still committed to a diplomatic solution. There are other options that don't revolve around the act of diplomacy.
Well, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Russia was responsible for the worsening situation in Syria after the ceasefire deal brokered by Moscow and Washington failed. RT's Gayane Chichikan approached the State Department for further comment.
The Washington position is to blame Russia for everything that's going wrong in Syria, while admitting what happened in the days that followed the ceasefire deal. The rebels were reported to have carried out hundreds of ceasefire violations, while the Syrian army actually stopped the strikes. This was during the first few days of the ceasefire, which began on September 12th. Syria's second largest rebel group, Bahrar al-Sham, said right away that they were not going to abide by the deal. On September 17th, the U.S. bombed the Syrian military, admittedly by mistake. And then a humanitarian convoy was hit, which the U.S. blamed on Russia, and Russia vehemently denied having done that. With that, my question at the State Department.
Looking at the events that followed the ceasefire, how is it fair to say that Russia is solely responsible for the failure of this deal?
Because, and we've said this many, many times, they have influence on Assad. I didn't make that up.
Are you saying that you don't have influence with the rebels?
We do, and so do some of our allies and partners as well.
And if the U.S. does have influence with these rebel groups, why the hundreds of ceasefire violations? Why did that happen?
We have influence over some, not all. We have there are other nations that have influence. And again, we have admitted that not all the opposition groups on every single day completely abided by it.
Can you admit that part of the responsibility for the failure of this deal lies with the rebels and with the U.S.?
I think we've been nothing but honest about the fact that there have been violations of the ceasefire and the cessation of hostilities on all sides.
While essentially admitting that the U.S. had not delivered on its responsibilities under this deal, the U.S. now threatens to cut ties with Moscow. Washington says that way it wants to stop Russia's bombing of civilians in Aleppo. And this prompted some of my questions on whether the U.S. is consistent in that regard when it comes to dealing with other countries.
The U.S. has expressed grave concern over what Saudi Arabia is doing in Yemen by hitting civilian targets there. Why isn't the U.S. threatening to cut ties with Saudi Arabia?
We have, the Secretary talked about this when we were in Jeddah a few weeks ago. We have been honest with the Saudis about our concerns over the lack of precision in some strikes. We've talked to them about the importance of conducting investigations.
But Saudi Arabia is doing there what Russia is accused of doing in Syria. So I'm...
No. No.
How is that consistent?
Because what we're seeing the Russians do, and I would love to see you ask your government some of these questions. You know, Russia Today never does that. You never poke and prod your own government.
This is not the first time John Kirby tries to evade my questions by changing the conversation to RT. Needless to say, this is not going to stop me from asking the State Department questions, which I think are fair and informative for our viewers.
We are learning that Syrian rebels have received, quote-unquote, excellent quantities of surface-to-surface Grad missiles from, quote-unquote, foreign states. Actually, this is from a Reuters article. I was quoting a Reuters article. Considering how intertwined some of these rebel groups are with al-Nusra, specifically in Aleppo, how long do you think before these powerful weapons end up in the hands of terrorists?
I couldn't possibly begin to answer that question. I can't confirm the veracity of that press reporting.
In Washington, I'm Ganesh Chakyan, RT.
Well, former U.S. Congressman Ron Paul thinks that the foreign policy positions of the United States leaves it in a no-win situation.
There's a lot of accusations. That's pretty typical. Blame the other side. Let's have a ceasefire, and then each side blames each other for breaking it, and it goes on and on. It's a no-win situation, as far as I'm concerned, from our point of view, because we just get further involved. So the sooner we change the type of foreign policy we have, the better off I think we would all be. In the end, we can't win, and that's why I don't think we should be in this death struggle to decide who's who's going to be in charge of Aleppo? I think that's for somebody else. I just wish the Syrians would be allowed to settle all this. In 2011, our president said, Assad has to go, and there's been chaos ever since. I think it makes us, more vulnerable because it does create more enemies, and it's unpopular to suggest that maybe our presence over there contributes significantly to those who become radical jihadists and would like to do us harm.
All right, Dave, that's it. You might have muted yourself, David.
Sorry about that.
Okay, got you. Hey, just real quick. Oh. See, that I voted for that man in 2008. Ron Paul.
My man. Yeah, my man Scotty. Yeah, I know. I was there with you.
Hey,
Gary Johnson.
They tried to smear Ron Paul as a racist, man, but he was the only one. Before it became popular, he was talking about how racist the drug war was, how racist the criminal justice system was, but hey, people didn't want to listen, and he always has been talking about the money system, and I've learned a lot from him.
Yeah, and he's always talked about the prison industrial complex. He's always has. And from you can see when Dr. Paul was young, he has always been that. And he was always on the Federal Reserve. So, yeah, I was with you, Scotty, on that one. But check this out. Very important. I hope you caught what Kirby said. He said that there will be a tax. They can expect tax in Russia, and that more Russian soldiers will be sent home in body bags. And he said that the U.S. doesn't want to, but they're not going to, you know, they hope that they don't move to, I forgot exactly how he said it, to where they sever diplomatic ties. And if they do, they have other options. The only other options is what they just said. He sent a message to Russia and say that we're going to be attacking you. Vladimir Putin responded to what he said and said, so the U.S. plans on sending terrorists here to Russia. You're right. Let me get to a very important part before we go to some of the callers and continue the show. There was an article from RIA.RU, which is Russia Society. It came out today. Then there's another one from another Russian that confirms. I pulled four sites inside of BTR community confirming this. It says, here it is. Russia emergency, and once you right click it to English, Russia emergency situation. Ministry will hold the all Russian exercise for civil defense. That's not any disaster preparing. That's civil defense, which will cover more than 40 million people, told Reporters Direct. Director of the Emergency Situation Ministry of Civil Defense Department. Training will be held from 4 to 7 October of this year. It will bring together more than 40 million people, more than 200,000 professional rescue units, 50,000 pieces of equipment, the director said. According to him, we'll be involved in the federal will be involved in the federal executive authorities, heads of regions, local authorities, and organizations. The full force of the Russian emergency ministry are utilized, including rescue military formations of the Russian Federal Ministry of Emergency Situation, Emergency Rescue Units, paramilitary units, the state inspectorates of small boats, a division of the Federal Service and EMC of Russia, the Emergicom of Russia, and aircraft. Also working out civil defense will involve abnormal emergency rescue teams. Abnormal emergency rescue teams. They're talking about war and the overall casualties of war and the overall destruction of war. And I do believe tactical nukes. During the training will be a reality check drawing up plans for different periods and the commitment of all forces and means to act. In practice, the notification will be worked out in collecting the government, federal departments, agencies, exercises, executive bodies of subject of the Russian Federation. He said that the actions will be worked out on the evacuation issues of personal protective equipment, sanitary development, and deployment of, I guess that's their hazmat. In addition to attacks, the alert will be given civil defense structures in coordination with the regions and municipal authorities will be checking by the systems of emergency population warning of disaster occurrences or threat thereof. During the workout, we will inspect individual subordinate medical institutions on the quality of care. Rescuers, in conjunction with other services, will be working in actions in the aftermath of different types of emergencies, both natural and man-made disasters, to improve the application of force to protect the populations and territories, the representation of the Ministry of Emergency Situations said. He stressed that the implementation of such measures will improve the standards of training, management, and civil defense forces to take action in the event of a large-scale emergency in peacetime. Ladies and gentlemen, Russia is preparing 40 million people to be able to seek shelter during a war with the United States. This is my surmising of what they're doing. This is not only what is happening in Russia. Sweden has also said that they will draft women into their military, and the United States government earlier this year passed a law saying that women can be drafted. Why would women need to be drafted here in the United States, ladies and gentlemen? Because it fulfills the depopulation program, and not only that, because the United States military has been overextended, and if you're going to fight China and Russia, you're going to need every person on deck. This is not a conspiracy theory, ladies and gentlemen. We're far past that shallow form of thinking. We are in, and the thing is, you just don't see it because Cerebrally Naive Network hasn't told you that this is the threat. But you can tell, and you will know if you would just seek it out. Nothing is ever hidden from the seeker of the truth, but many of us decide to hide from the truth. So, 40 million people. Not only that, Russia has also said that they will respond to any threat with the full military might and capability of the Russian military. I don't think that it is beyond Russia to have a preemptive strike. Don't think it will. But I don't think that there is out of the realm of possibility that there will be a form of a strike that is not preemptive, and then there will be the same blame game as in New York. They did it, when actually you did it. It's not beyond. It's been done before. It's worked so well before. Why would you need to recreate the wheel? So this is where we are and what we need to be contending with and looking at. Excuse me, got kicked out and logged back in. And I think it's critical that we stop and take notice to what's really going on and to prepare ourselves accordingly, because once this thing goes hot, and it shall, we've already laid it out since we've been on air over a year and a half ago, been laying out and been telling you that this is coming, and gave you all where you can see for yourself by reading the articles of news media and news streams outside of the United States, because the United States is not telling you a darn thing. They're giving you hints and clues. So If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 5490-32#. 40 million people, and I do think that that 40 million people is tied to their continuity of government. I don't think that they are really preparing. Russia is a very large country, and their overall population is scattered, you know, because of their vast landscape and their overall the topography that they have in Russia. The people are scattered everywhere, in small pockets and in large pockets. But 40 million people, ladies and gentlemen, I would say to you that the 40 million people encompass those that the continuity of the Russian government needs to sustain itself and to ensure that they make it. This is what's happening. This is far beyond what we've ever seen before. The Cold War never, ever got to this point. Not even in the Cuban Missile Crisis. Because the overall stakes, ladies and gentlemen, is multifaceted. It's in the South Sea of China. It's in the Bering Strait. It's in the Arctic. It's in South America. With the decision that was just made in Colombia. It's in South America and in Venezuela. It's in, why did you think that all of a sudden there was a 90-degree turn on Cuba? Because Cuba is too strategically close to the United States, and they knew that they were going to be going into the war, and they couldn't have Cuba facilitate the Russians there. Or some submarine from North Korea. South Sea of China, Djibouti in Africa, the Middle East, the Persian Gulf, the Strait of Hormuz, Syria, the Baltic nations. There was never a move like this anywhere in history because it's real. And only reason why I think that it is going to happen because the individuals and the entities that want this to happen, they're more committed to it happening than we are to ensuring that there are conditions where this can never happen. We have blind faith, and blind faith is always the first step to genocide. We need to recommit ourselves. We definitely need to recommit ourselves. So this is what Russia is doing. Germany is doing the same. Germany today said that the United States is actually causing engaging in an economic war against Deutsche Bank. And if you remember earlier, it was last year or a year and a half ago, no, it was a year ago about so, remember Angela Merkel, a.k.a. Hitler Princess, but she sure do look like Adolf. Where the U.S. was spying on her and she was pissed. Why was that so important? Because Germany tried to repatriate their gold. See, when gold moves, ladies and gentlemen, that's because war is at hand. It's the transferring of wealth. And then all of a sudden in France, now in Germany, they destabilized Germany because the U.S. knows that Germany is going to go the way of, they're going to abandon NATO and then eventually line up with Russia. As well, wherever Germany goes, France goes as well. These are the events that are unfolding. And they're subtly happening. They're happening. And the mainstream media here isn't getting you prepared at all. You have to take it upon yourself. So if you have any questions or comments, don't hesitate. Give us a call. This is a multifaceted attack that's happening. It's going to be economic. Going to be militarily, and it's going to be by way of physical attack on the human body, by way of disease and by way of destabilization. Just imagine in today's world, you really don't know, the nuclear power of today's world is not going to destroy it. What it will destroy is the infrastructure of the common person here. And then once that happens, they'll be able to move off of planet troublemakers. noisy people, people that have started to question their authority, people no longer give authority. This is why the U.S. military spends so much in propaganda material. Don't even know that a lot of the military propaganda was actually scripted in the Third Reich of Nazi Germany. Right out of their playbook. Because manifest destiny had always been enhanced here. And see, they have a divide and conquer. Chaos offers such a great opportunity and gives the overall establishment or the malevolent establishment, it gives them leverage. And when, as they start to lose leverage globally, because people start to wake up and decide, no, I don't want to be a part of this. No, I don't want your this and your that. They have to pull in the reins and reestablish control. When they no longer can lead you, they will whip you. And that's where we really are. Listen, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, you have any specific questions about your family, what you should be doing, we're going to touch on that in the last 30 minutes of the show. Very important. I didn't want to carry this type of show today. I just wanted to be purely on preparing. But what is happening in Russia is a very clear sign of where we're going. And the overall subtle movement of this is so powerful that it shouldn't be denied as you are haphazardly pushed off and put to the side. This is probably the greatest threat to us all, when people don't know and people don't care. Your families will be relying on what you know and how much you care. So getting ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#. Hit *61. I'll see you in queue, and I will bring you up. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercials.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Now's the time to call as we talk about some of the things that you should be acquiring right now and some of the things that I think that you should be preparing for, actively preparing for, and some of the things that you should be doing. You can give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Excuse me, and then just hit *61. I will see you in queue and definitely will bring you up. Okay, so what I would like to do in the time that we have left, some of the things that I think that you should be doing, and if you have some suggestions, hey, now is the time to share it with everyone. Definitely, in my opinion, one of the things that you want to start to acquire right now before those supplies are immediately exhausted, you need to in my opinion, is while it's very cheap, you always prepare when no one else is looking because the overall price points are much easier. And then not only that, when the demand for things is going to be so great as they're going to be, it is much more important. It is critical that you acquire certain things and you can't compete with the rest of the world. One of the things that I think that you should be getting right now, one, potassium iodine. In a liquid form, in a pill form, just get it. You can also get it in kelp form, and I would suggest that you would get it from not from a western side of the United States, from the Pacific Ocean, or kelp from Japan or anything of that nature, only because of Fukushima. I would suggest that you would get kelp or iodine from the eastern part of the country in the Atlantic Ocean. Yes, the overall currents are going to move that radiation throughout the ocean, but I think it's better for you to start there. You're going to need to get potassium iodine for the type of war, because I do believe that this is going to turn into World War III that will lead into global nuclear war I. It won't be the first time that there has been nuclear exchange between nations or nuclear-capable entities on this planet, but history has shown that out. You just need to research it and you'll see it. But this, it will be, for all sake and purposes, will be the first that is going to be admitted. This, in my opinion, this will be the first time that major U.S. cities in the lower 48 states will actually have be targeted and will be hit militarily, and also by sleeper cells that are here already, both by foreign and domestic. Do believe that that is going to be the case. So potassium iodide is one of the things that you need to prepare for. Also need to prepare for, we are moving into the fall and is going to go into the winter. You definitely need to prepare for ways to keep yourself warm and the overall energy that you'll need to keep warm. You definitely will, in my opinion, need to have a staple of food for yourself and your family. Usually it's around 1,300 calories, I believe. We actually have a class for that. I will review it. But you need to have the appropriate calorie count for your situation. Every person is different. You need to actually have some discipline and to prepare yourself accordingly to what is going to happen. The just-in-time delivery system will not come at all. So you need to be able to purify water. Silver is a great way to purify water. You need to have some form of, if you have different conditions, whatever your conditions are, your personal conditions are with your health, you need to have, ensure if you can, to acquire those things which will be in short supply or will not be around. So you want to take care of food first, food and water. Water is critical that you take care of. You want to be able to purify water as well. Stacking up bottles and bottles of water is fine and dandy, but if you're not able to purify water, you will have yourself in a position that is not going to leverage you much, many options. You do not want to acquire, if things go wrong. I am not saying that they are going to go wrong right away. I do think that they will be going wrong very soon. The writing that's on the wall is too strong. It's too strong. And it's no backing out of this. The U.S., either way, if it's not going to be by war, it is going to be by the U.S. is going to go through hyperinflation, through the economic collapse that the rest of the world is going to to insist that the U.S. endure, because they are no longer going to buy the U.S. debt. So you need to acquire things now, because if you acquire the appropriate things such as food, water, shelter, energy, and have plans for that, listen, go to the University of YouTube. There's so many things on YouTube that you can find. But it's really difficult to say all the things that you are going to need, because every person is different depending on where you are and what your individual conditions are. So I don't know if you have a family of two or you have a family of one. Let me just say this. The regular stuff that you get for hurricanes and stuff, that's not going to be enough. Will that help? Yes, definitely. But going and stocking up on batteries and all of that stuff, man, that's what the mainstream media tells you. That is not going to be enough. You need to have an appropriate strategical plan for your family and the needs of your family. Some family members are allergic to peanut butter. Some family members are allergic to this and that. I don't know. We don't know what your individual situation is unless you tell us what it is, and maybe we can give you some advisement. But you should be seeking this out as soon as you possibly can. Because once the light goes out, either by force or by decision, those lights still will be out. And people will survive the war. People will survive the war. The initial attacks of the war. The thing that is going to harm and be probably the deadliest, because if you're going to be in a place that's going to be attacked, many people will be casualty of those initial attacks or those continuous of the attacks. But then there's going to be many people that are going to survive. And I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, even though other countries' people are much hardier and able to fend for themselves, they are going to do far better than the little princesses, the lady dudes and the princesses guys that are here in the States. Because we have had it too easy for too long, and this has been a part of the plan.
Dave, I have a question to that point.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
I was thinking about that the other day, and I was just thinking about just, you know, all, regardless of what people want to say, all black folks ain't Pope. But the majority of folks in this country that's poor are black. And they've been struggling, yeah, and they've been getting by and for so long. You know what I'm saying? So what do you think their survival rate is, being that they have been able to survive under adverse conditions already all these years? Or will they also be in trouble because perhaps those places where they get help from won't be there?
I think it's going to be a very great question, Scotty. I think it's going to be a very complex and a very individual situation. Because of how strong people that have been poor for so long, what they have going for them is the mental toughness that other people don't have. They've been used to surviving and thinking outside of the box as to how to acquire. And one thing about poor people is that when things go wrong, they can pick up on it and respond to it appropriately. Now, what I do think is that the poorer people will actually have more collective prudence than the people that are affluent. They are going to be shooting each other and anyone around them, because that is going to be their appropriate response to the fear of losing what they had. I think that's one of the most important things, is that I think that you're going to see people that are poor and people that have actually, you know, in the hood, you're going to see a transformation in the hood. The hood is actually going to do much better than people think. Why? Because the black market has always ran through the hood. And that is going to be the key economic direction of the United States, is going to be the black market. This is why it's so important.
So that underground economy is going to serve those people then, right? That's what you're talking about.
That underground economy is going to serve those people. And let me tell you why. One of the, probably what you've noticed, that, see, they always try to divide and conquer us. What the gentrification that you've been seeing throughout this country was a war move. Let me show you why. Because within the black community and within our neighborhoods are the so-called hoods that are, you know, just for the classifications, our neighborhoods, our impoverished neighborhoods, have always been near economic transfer lines by rail, by airports, by trucking, and by warehouse. We've always lived in the undesirable places where industry has always been our neighbor. And see, the system knew what was going to happen, and these corporations wanted to seize that land because that land is going to be critical in the overall commerce lines that are going to happen. We always live near ports. And one of the things with gentrification had nothing to do. Gentrification didn't start when white people moved in. Gentrification started when black people moved out. And it wasn't that they wanted to move out because it was going to be easier or this and that. No, it was a strategical move that the corporations had to have, because during war, they're not going to be able to build new roads. You know how long it takes to build a freeway? You know how long it builds to take a highway? And all of these things are going to be taken out by strategic bombing. So the infrastructure, all those places will be hit. It will be much easier to rebuild and reestablish, and then not only still have routes of trade through there. This is why it's so important that we maintain our overall position in the hood. And it's not such a bad thing. Not such a bad thing. So we got a caller that's in queue, but I want to get back to this because I don't want to keep the callers waiting. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment? 719? Did you have a question or comment? Area code 719? Okay, guess not. Okay, so we've been used to operating without. We've been used to getting by. But let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be different than anything that we've ever experienced before. This is why, even though the black market will be strong, Venezuela is a great indication of how the black, and this is why I play what's going on in Venezuela, so you can see how the black market works there. But the black market here will still be subject to the attacks that are going to be going on by the global war. And you want to position yourself now. The party is over. How do you position yourself? The staple goods that the things that people need every day is going to be critical. I'm going to tell you, you're going to see people with $10,000 suits walking around homeless without, because they didn't prepare. All that consumerism and that commercial stuff will mean nothing. There are strategical things that you need to get: the proper boots, the proper gear, the proper food. You need to get high quality food that actually has good nutritional value. You need to get essential oils. You need to get, if you can get herbs and spices that in the powder form, in the dry form, you need to acquire those. And that stuff is not really expensive if you buy it in bulk.
Dave, I was going to mention something. Like, one of the things I've been stocking up on is like pinto beans from the dollar store, and buying pinto beans and rice and stuff like that. And, of course, canned goods, but especially those beans and rice, which is high in protein, because I can always hunt and fish based on the area that I'm in. But those items right there is what I identified that we need to be stocking up on, is bags of beans and rice.
Yep. And that's so true, the basics. And also, Scotty, I would say for people that live in the rural areas, you really have to, because the overall supply chain will be much more difficult for you, but you will actually be able to grow your food and things, hopefully, you know, at the appropriate time. Let me say this about growing your food. The day that things start is not the day that you plant your seed in the ground. You still need to have food, because you cannot plant a garden in the unstable times. Why? Is going to attract the wrong attention, and you can't defend it. You start to plant your garden when you don't have as many threats from other people. You're going to need to have canned foods, even though they have high sodium. And listen, the calorie count is the key, folks, and you got to have a plan. Purification of water. You need to have first aid. You need to have ways to take care of yourself. You need to have silver, not only so that you can actually have it as bartering and to maintain your overall to exchange. And not only that, to actually engage in a system to where people will bring you things because you now are the overall bank in your area, but also because you need it to purify water, and you're going to need it to help with killing bacteria from cuts, abrasions, and wounds. You can't, the overall silver will enhance your chances of surviving in a wartime situation. We're really getting in a wartime situation. And that destabilizes everything. Some people that are prepared ain't gonna make it. Some people that ain't prepared are gonna make it. That's just the way things happen. But the odds are, if you're prepared, you increase your chances of preparing. Some people are going to just give up. No, that's easier said right now than what's really done. It's much easier. But some people will. That's an individual choice. Some people push and fight through. And for those of you that are that type, and it's very difficult when you have children and these things start to unfold, this is not me fear-mongering. If you think that's the case, well, then you naively go on about your business and see how it works out for you. But if you sincerely look at what's really going on, you have no choice. You can't care and love and ignore. Because real love means that you stop living for yourself and you start living for the advancement of someone else. We got two callers I need to get to. Let's go to these callers. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Well, good. This is Jersey Girl calling from New Jersey. One of the things that a person can do, and I'm very holistically oriented, is start dehydrating. If they can get a dehydrator,
yes.
Because let me tell you something, having a daughter who had a whole lot of allergies, I had to create a lot of foods for her. So it was like no diet like any other. It's unbelievable. So I'm not saying that I am a survivor, and I will survive if I have to. She's going to be taking CPR very soon, so we're going to have that in the house. But dehydrating,
fantastic,
is the best thing, I'm telling you, because I started dehydrating. A lot of people don't know about dandelion leaves. They are so nutritious. Oh my God!
Yes.
I mean, and they're cheap. The green family is so nutritious.
Wait, sister, hold on real quick. Say that again. They're cheap. Let me tell you something. When you start to prepare, you start to realize how cheap things are. Let me tell you what's expensive. The big pharmaceutical and the big corporation stuff that's no good for you. That stuff is expensive to what's really holistically good for you. And you'll find that very quickly. You'll start to acquire. And sister, I'm glad that you talked about CPR. One of the things that every person here should do is if you are not well-versed in first aid, you need to be versed in first aid by getting the appropriate books. If you could take just a class, EMT class, not for the certification, but just for the knowledge, you yourself, you will have such intrinsic value that people will feed and take care of you because you will be doing that for them. So great. Did she say you can eat dandelions?
Like I said, I had to
Scott. One second. Go ahead, Scotty. And then we're going right back to you, sister. Go ahead.
She say you can eat dandelions?
Dehydrate them, Mr. Reed.
Yes, you can
actually dehydrate these greens, because I learned, it's funny how you in life, when you take courses in school and in college, how they will help you. You just don't know. You take these courses and you say, but you have to learn how something becomes a liquid to a solid like dandelions becoming a powdered form. Now, if you have a dehydrator, I'm not going to get all into it, but you can do a lot of stuff. You can even dehydrate meats in there. That's how they make turkey jerky and stuff like that. It is a phenomenal thing to have, because I'm like doing, like when you guys started, I mean, I heard your first program, Mr. Thandel. Don't think I'm not listening. I am definitely.
No.
But,
I know, Dave.
Because when you, I think the first thing you talked about was the fact of using the silver to purify the water. Because I mean, and you make sure that you're by a running stream. So what I did in the neighborhood, found out all the running streams in town. Just in case.
So true.
But yes.
Hold on, sister. One sec. Because we're running out of time. You made
so many great points.
Sorry. We're going to continue this all week.
Okay.
I just wanted to thank you, but yes, dandelion is one of the things that you want to detox. You can use it as a detox, and that's what you want to use. We're going to have to go back to God's economy in this whole thing. So, sister, thank you for calling. We got another caller in queue. Listen, call tomorrow, because tomorrow and the rest of the week, all we're going to be talking about is preparing and how to do it. I needed to get this information, because what Russia just did was phenomenal. 40 million people. That is no deception. That is real.
That's so real. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, sis, I'll talk to you. Raj, shoot. Go, Raj.
Great show. Again, it's ratcheting up. We're on the precipice of everything hitting the fan. I wanted to say, in addition to that, sister was brilliant. I would say mason jars. Stock up on those. Those are good to store things in. And also a vacuum sealer, where you can seal things in like plastic bags and suck all the oxygen out and then seal it with an airtight seal. That's also something I wanted to throw out there. And
Mylar bags.
Yes. And then I wanted to throw out the cayenne pepper for your medicine kit. I just sliced the hell out of my finger a week ago down to the white meat. I thought I was going to need a
tourniquet.
It stopped bleeding. Yep, it stopped bleeding, and it's healing nicely. It's almost completely healed back already. It does not hurt, so if you think it's going to burn or something, it doesn't hurt at all. Also, you can use lavender essential oil. That's also good to stop pain and cuts as well, and it's also a great antiseptic.
Well, exactly. Well, listen, this is what we're going to do all week. I'm not going to just bring you the news of what's going on. We're going to just specifically focus on a couple of things each day. Because there's so much that we need to be doing, and we're going to do this for you, because this is the time. And I would encourage all of you to call in, because we can cover so much more together. Because, you know, I've been doing this for a while, and there's, you know, it's so many things that's tied in. And if you have questions about your condition, what are you, this and that, give us a call. If I don't know, someone here does know, or we can find out together. Make this a community effort. Why is this so important? It's very easy to listen to one person, but that serves you no real good purpose, because that's actually upholding the system of leadership. And if you look at leadership, you have to look at the word lead, and that means to put a leash on you and to make you go where that leash carries you. We don't need leaders. We need collective cooperation among our people. That is how you defend yourself from what we've been attacked with by so long. What was that? Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say one more thing about cayenne pepper. Anybody who has anyone in their family or themselves has heart problems, you should take that with you everywhere you go. If you happen to have a heart attack, drink some cayenne tea, and it breaks down any plaque in the walls in your arteries, and it will have you up and around before the ambulance gets there. And usually it works so well, they can't even tell that you had a heart attack by the time they show up. So keep that on tap at all times. Stock up on it, and because if things really go in the direction that we see it going really quickly, you're going to need that. If you get any cuts, any sort of, you know, major situations you're dealing with, cayenne pepper is amazing for it. Thank you.
Dave.
And I'm going to tell you, great point, Rod, because that, go ahead, Scotty.
I just wanted to let people know I had posted a resource in btrcommunity.com of the dehydrators, the food dehydrators, but it also, this particular company also has, teaches you how to make the fruit roll sheets, they got the jerky gun kits and vacuum sealers and all of that stuff. So I want to thank the caller from Jersey for sharing that, because I'm about to get a food dehydrator, and they're not that expensive.
Yeah, so true. Now, let me just say this about the food. One of the things that I want you all to start to look at is look at getting things that do not require the grid. You can still get a food dehydrator, very necessary, because it doesn't mean that the whole grid is going down. But if we're going to go through a nuclear war, you're talking about EMPs. And EMPs, that means that the grid is going down, folks.
Yeah, but this would be to prepare, though, like, you know, that beef jerky and type, that type of stuff. I'm pretty sure it's got a pretty long shelf life, right?
Yes. Definitely. Okay. Yes, you could do it. Got to get it now and start your overall process. But also look at ways in which you can have learn how to dehydrate without technology, without electricity. Two is one. One is none. Have the one that you buy for your outlet, and also know how to do it, because the key to what surviving everything is your knowledge of how to adapt to them, to the overall conditions that you're in. Hey, everyone, we got to get out of here. Great, great show. Hey, sister from Jersey, thank you for calling. 719, brother, thank you for calling. Roz, Scotty, thank you. We're going to continue. We're never scared. We're always prepared. And let me tell you, prepare and make sure that you will be able to seize the opportunities to help, but never overextend yourself. Be strategical in all that you do. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. God willing, we'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up.